Hello, my friend. It's a beautiful afternoon here at the mountain, and two people just drove up the mountain road below the hermitage I'm in. So as I sat down to take a little time with you, they decided to take a little time here in the woods. And as they were trying to back their way off the mountain, they drove down into the, just backed into the field below and looked like they were almost stuck and then pulled their way out. If you can picture that and have a sense of that happening here in the woods, you might be able to picture that happening to yourself or friends of yours, or maybe now, you know, we've headed off to somewhere and our destination isn't clear. We're on an adventure, as the woman said, out the window of the driver's side. We're on an adventure, and then it did turn into one for a brief while, safe one. You and I are on an adventure now, and we're plunging into places that we may go regularly. Or possibly this is new to you, to enter into a spaciousness, a place of care and love and tenderness. The openness of a God who is compassion and mercy. Our ancient tradition, those of us who are from the Judeo-Christian tradition, know in our Psalms is just full of the word mercy and a consciousness of this gracious God, this God of great abundance. I'm sharing this reflection with you on the feast of St. Romuald, and Romuald was significant for many reasons, but one was for his brief rule. And he seemed to be, for me, as I look back through his words, struck by the richness and bounty of God. One of his phrases in his brief rule, near the end of his brief rule, is empty yourself and sit waiting, content with the grace of God. St. Paul writes in the letter to the Corinthians, the second letter, a reading that's given for the Feast of Romuald. Brothers and sisters, consider this, that whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined, without sadness or compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all you need, you may have an abundance of every good work. Now, I don't know if that feels like an act of promise for you right now. I'm not sure what these women thought they were discovering or if they felt it at all. But I do right now as I look out over the beautiful greenness here that reminds me of abundance, the abundance of the season that moved from spring almost under the cover of night or certainly under clouds and rain here at the mountain in western New York and now to the beautiful fullness and lushness of mid-June. That with this encouragement, the acknowledgement of bounty, this robust God that Paul tells us about, and Paul there for nudging us to be generous ourselves, to be women and men who truly are willing not to do things sparingly, but rather to be able to share the bounty. Emptying, therefore, ourselves and sitting waiting, content with the grace of God, in other words, the abundance of God that's coming upon us. Very simple practice with Romuald's words. Might be a doorway to a spacious time, and I'm going to think of three movements in a time, and it's good to recall them once in a while and then let it go. It may not be your way of taking 5 minutes or 25 minutes or an afternoon, but for me, it's a helpful way of being conscious of it. And I think it's true of almost any experience. If we're going to go visit our family or friends, we may have called them and told them we're coming, or they reached us and invited us over. And then we arrive and maybe knock on the door or shout to the house it's open because of the warm season. Hello, we're here. So there's a not only a friendly greeting, but a rich welcome, an invitation of some form. And God is inviting you and I right now. Prayer isn't some static reality that we go find. It's the active bounty of God right now, opening up and pouring out in front of us. It's the table that's waiting ready for us in the house we're about to enter. It's the lush goodness of the graciousness of our family or our friends who've invited us into their home. It's a going home. But we get there by acknowledging, feeling, and experiencing that we've been invited. It may be simply a sign of the cross. It may be a doxology. It may be a prayer, often for me, the Hail Mary, something that stirs within us a consciousness of those who companion us to the heart of God. And coming into that home, that spaciousness, that wonderful place, along with others, not by ourselves, but really with the cast of millions, the beyond numbers of holy women and men and creatures that now are at the banquet table and in the house of God, we make our own entrance or have responded to an invitation, and we go there maybe even tentatively. But here we are. And inside of prayer now, we empty ourselves and sit waiting, content with the grace of God. Three movements in a movement that are three. The larger three are the invitation, the welcome, the going to the house. Now the entering in and sitting there, waiting. This beautiful experience of letting go, as we say, and letting God. It's amazing, but we have a God who would want to wait on us. So clear in the Last Supper is so clear each time we have supper with Jesus, every time we break bread. God waits on us, serves us, feeds us on his very body and blood. You and I are brought into the quiet presence right now that is sacramental in its own way. Now, your Christian tradition may be enlivened by some of my images, but maybe you're not Christian, and so I would welcome you to let whatever images arise in you, whatever arises in you that allows you to sense God's bounty. That's going to help you a lot, because then we're going to be bountiful people. We're going to be generous.
When we know that the God of all creation, the beginning and of all things, the one who breathed into the ruach of life, the one that brought forth everything, is so incredibly abundant and active now, not past history, but present reality. It stirs our hearts to be generous. Prayer opens our hearts so richly, this sort of prayer especially.
A consciousness is here. In this spaciousness. Even in darkness, all the lights seem to be on, because God is light. And if we choose to let go of our darkness and let it seep away, even when we feel especially helpless with pervasive darkness, Christ's light will and is now shining. Filling our hearts, it welcomes us. And so we welcome God into our hearts in this setting. And then we continue by preparing our heart to leave this wonderful household, this quiet place, this space of grace and contentment, having been filled because we emptied ourselves, having been moved because we sat down and waited, having come to a contentment with the grace of God, we become energized, we become generous, we become part of God's robust response to others' needs, and we move up and out of this prayer and back into our day. We've been invited, and you and I have taken a little time here. And again, the third movement is to feel the faithfulness that God has for us so that we don't fear leaving the fullness of this moment. But rise up with some sort of gesture or prayer or moment of gratitude, conscious awareness. Again, like now, maybe it's only 7 minutes or eight, or maybe it was a half hour or a half a day, but we rise up from this time and we begin again the day that we are in, the week, the month that calls us forth. But from this moment, from this center that is alive in us, from this spacious God that dwells within us, may the God who is at home in you and me and with all creatures, the God who has formed and shaped us and does still as we are moist clay in God's hands, may we be receptive to the love of God that wants to pour out into the world through us. But may we risk hearing the invitation, going to the house of peace, wherever we find it, sitting at a table, being fed by our Lord, and then after a gracious thank you, moving up and out to the world again to feed others. My friends, may the Lord be with you. Be still. And know that I am God. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still. Again, Greg and I invite you right now to be full of God's grace. And receiving it, bring God's abundant grace to our world.
Bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall be always on my lips. My soul shall glory in the Lord. The humble will hear and be glad.